Okay, so standing tall, lifting those legs up. Here, march, 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 march.
On a hot August night in Falmouth, fitness coach Anne Curie Pressig leads a group of women through a workout in her backyard. And at 7 at night, how hot is it?
80 now, but I'm sure the feels like temperature is above 80. So what I have runners do on days like today is mix in running and walking. So you guys just run the lap around the house.
The group is here to train for the Falmouth Road Race. Part of their training, Curie Pressig says, is learning how to manage the heat. After the warm-up lap, the women head out for a run in the neighborhood, which means I have to go too, running, holding the microphone.
We're running to the end of the road, just to let you know.
No. You're getting your workout in, dear, for somebody not running.
That's Wendy Lathrop, a retired nurse who's looking forward to running her second Falmouth Road Race.
It's 7 miles of pleasure, you tell yourself when you're done.
Phil Burt is a Cape Cod meteorologist and a runner, and he's looked at temperature averages for every August since 1972, when the race started.
In the 70s, and especially like through the mid-80s, there was a lot of stretches there where it's pretty common where you would have an overnight low in like the upper 50s. That's basically doesn't happen anymore.
Looking at that overnight temperature gives a good estimate for how humid the air is. Overall, since the race started, that average temperature has risen by about 3 degrees Fahrenheit. And for runners who are aiming for peak performance, a couple degrees and the humidity that goes with it can have a real impact.
If you go for an 8 o'clock run in the morning now versus an 8 a.m. run 30 years ago, it's a more uncomfortable run now than it was then.
That combination of greater humidity and increased heat makes it increasingly difficult for the body to cool itself. For instance, in 2003, when the temperature was 81 degrees and the humidity was 87% on race day, 7 in every 1,000 runners were treated for heat stroke. That was a hot year, but we're headed in that direction.
So we really found that, you know, with the years that we studied, that the Falmouth Road Race tends to produce a much higher rate of exertional heat stroke among its runners compared to other races.
That's Julie Nolan, a physiologist who co-authored a paper that specifically looked at the effects of heat on Falmouth Road Race runners. She says one of the major challenges the Falmouth race poses is this time of year is a particularly tough time for runners to be on hot asphalt in the blazing sun.
It's always held in the middle of August, so the environment is kind of working against them.
So sometime in the next 47 years, could the race date be moved back into September? In a statement, race officials said anything the organization needs to do to ensure runner safety is always on the table. But if it keeps getting hotter, how long will recreational runners like Wendy Lathrop continue to toe the line in Falmouth?
Probably as long as I can keep moving. It's just fun. I don't have any other way. It's just fun.
And for the runners who will be lining up this weekend, that's what it's all about. For WCAI in Falmouth, I'm Eve Zuckoff.
Okay. Thank you.